This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. You can finally rejoice, Cowboys fans. Mel Kiper has changed his pick for the Dallas Cowboys.
Mel Kiper Jr.
He had been very committed for several months to Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina. I still remember when the first mock draft popped up. We were in the middle of a segment, and I just opened it up, and I looked, and I shuddered to where Sean had to stop down and go, like, what was that reaction for? He's like, listen at 840 because Mel Kiper just did something terrifying. And then he doubled down on it in his next mock. And then in his third mock last week, he put him there again. But this time he waffled a little. He said, you know what? I was a little 50-50 on this, but I'm sticking with it. Well, he has a new pick, and we're going to get to it here in just a second. There's a new mock draft out from Mel Kiper as well as Field Yates. And they do these exercises a lot where they alternate picks. So, like, hey, Field Yates projects one. Well, now, Mel, who would you project in this situation? So it's not just a straight mock draft based on somebody's biases or whatever.
And did Mel text in this pick, RJ Choppy?
No, he did not text in this pick. That's for dang sure. Because he does not have a cell phone.
Why not?
That's just what he says. He doesn't have a cell phone. He says if you need him that badly, you can call his wife. And
wow.
This is, I worked with a guy, Kevin Kiley. He was the host of the Michael Urban Show, right?
Kevin Kiley, man.
He didn't have a cell phone either, and he didn't have an email address. If you wanted to get in touch with him, he gave you his house. He gave you his house phone where his wife lived in Virginia. And then she would call him at the hotel or a place that he was staying. He didn't want anybody to have his phone number. So she would get a hold of him that way.
So they lived in separate states?
Because he was here working. She didn't want to leave.
I have a number for Kiper.
Do you? Oh.
He must be his home phone. He has like four landlines. According to this SI article, he has like four landlines.
Why would you have four landlines?
So he can cut. So
you got a fax?
Like, here's one I do for interviews. Here's one I do to talk to people. Yeah. This is one, I guess, just like that.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know.
So there is a cell phone, but his wife manages it. He's been on this group chat with like Field Yates and Todd McShay and all these guys, right? And in a year and a half, they've been on this group chat. Mel's responded one time. That was a thumbs up emoji in a year and a half. And they text like dozens of times every day.
Yeah.
But he doesn't use a cell phone. He goes throughout the day, I don't want a cell phone or a call anywhere near me. I want to be able to get my work done. Now, I don't know how he's getting his work done without the cell phone. I'm sure he's making calls. That's what the four landlines are.
I mean,
for.
That's all the work he does if you read his scouting reports these days. So,
what?
Just calling other people.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It's
then
it's,
why are we talking about his mock on the radio?
Because I think calling people and finding out who they think the Cowboys will go to, I think, is more valuable than just
his
what does
scouting
he think
report?
About his scouting report. All right. So, we're going to go through this mock draft. It starts with Field Yates. So, he picks the odd numbers, and then Mel Kiper picks the even numbers. The Cowboys, this is a three-round mock. All of the Cowboys' picks are even numbers. So Mel Kiper is making all of these selections. First overall pick in this one, Cam Ward to the Titans. Mel Kiper is projecting Travis Hunter to the Browns. That's become a pretty popular projection at this point. And Travis Hunter would play receiver in all likelihood for Cleveland.
Oh.
Third pick, the Giants. Could they go Shedeur Sanders? No. Field Yates projects Abdul Carter. This is starting to settle in. That's kind of becoming a popular top three. There was
Shedeur
a lot of
working out for the Giants today.
There was a lot of different discussion around the top three for several months. The last week, it feels like this is what people are calling now. Four, Will Campbell to the Patriots. 5, Mason Graham, the defensive tackle from Michigan to the Jaguars. 6, Ashton Jeanty, Boise State running back to the Raiders. That feels like the one that's been locked in the longest now for about a month and a half. The Jets at 7 take Armand Membu, offensive tackle from Missouri. Jalen Walker, the tweener linebacker edge rusher from Georgia, goes to the Panthers. 9, Kellen Moore rescues Shador Sanders, quarterback, Colorado. And that's Field Yates' projection. Tyler Warren, the tight end from Penn State, goes to the Bears. And then the 49ers take Kelvin Banks, offensive tackle, Texas. Which, by the way, the 49ers are the biggest wild card ahead of Dallas to where they could take almost anything. And they could also be in the market to trade out and could have somebody jump in front of you and steal somebody if you want. So San Francisco's kind of a terrifying
they
one.
They feel like receiver there, too.
I mean, they could. They could do anything there, honestly, other than I would think quarterback. I think they are pretty committed to Purdy at this point. But pick 12 for the Cowboys. Mel Kiper's been projecting Omarion Hampton. His new selection is a wide receiver. It is not Tetaroa McMillan. It is Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. He said, I thought about North Carolina running back Omarion Hampton, but the possibility of Golden's speed and great route running opposite CeeDee Lamb, as you can see some of the route running on the fan cam right now, just make too much sense. The Cowboys finally get some reliability at wide receiver 2 for quarterback Dak Prescott. They haven't had two wide receivers over 700 yards since Lamb and Amari Cooper both did it in 2021. And he's really talented. The spatial awareness, the ball tracking, the stop-start ability, he's got a really high ceiling as a route runner. The only problem is just it's not refined yet. And there are times where if he's not first in the progression, you kind of wonder, all right, how locked in is he right now? But, I mean, he had a massive game in that Arizona State game, caught the game-winning touchdown to send Cam Scatabum home crying to his ASU sorority girls. But I think
what a bad way to be going home crying.
But refinement to me, you didn't just describe refinement. You described focus to me if he's not involved first in the route.
So refinement is the bigger issue to me. There are a couple times where you just see, like, is he totally focused, though? I think you see both. The lack of refinement is the thing, but all the traits are there to be really, really impressive.
I mean, you can see it.
Yeah,
he's shifty. He's explosive. Look at that.
And like,
That's good. You can put people on skates with that.
Yeah, and he's somebody who he'll attack the football. He's got good hands. I really, really like him. I wouldn't hate the pick. I do think McMillan's better. But Tet McMillan falls in this draft.
Who's your golden comp? You said Tet McMillan, Brandon Marshall.
So Matthew Golden, it didn't get a chance to play out. The player he looks like on tape to me is Henry Ruggs. But Henry Ruggs obviously didn't get a chance to really finish off his career because he finished his career.
Yeah.
You go through the rest of the mock, though, and Tet McMillan, it's become this free fall. McMillan ends up going, he's actually not even if you count Travis Hunter as receiver, McMillan's not even the third receiver off the board.
That's real quick, NFL.com has Chris Olave as Golden's comp.
Which Olave's
on NFL.com.
I don't totally see Olave. Olave's a stronger route runner to me. Golden's still not there. Yeah. But I mean, if you're trying to project out and say he could become that, but when Olave was coming out, he was really, really strong as a route runner.
I'll take Chris Olave.
The Chargers at pick 22 take Emeka Egbuka before Tet McMillan even goes off the
UConn
board.
UConn center.
Wide receiver, Ohio State. Right. No. By the way, I did prove it while you were out. It is Khalid El-Amin, so it's Khalid. All right. Pick 25, the Houston Texans end up taking Tet McMillan.
So the level of petty this guy has.
You want to see me get in studio.
So CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud. I do want to see you get in studio. Yeah, let's go. Tet McMillan goes 25 to the Texans, so CJ Stroud ends up with the target there. A projected trade. The Browns come up and take the Commanders pick, so the Commanders trade out of the first round. And then the Eagles with the last pick of the first round take Jahad Campbell, linebacker from Alabama. And Washington takes, I hate this, trying to pronounce his name, Donovan Ezeruwake. I can't do it, but he's the edge rusher from Boston College. Giants get their quarterback with their first pick in the second round. They take Tyler Shuck, the quarterback from Louisville.
Wow.
Drop down.
What's his face? Greg Cosell's guy.
Yeah, and Shuck is a guy who a lot of different people across the league think, there are different individual scouts who think he's the second best quarterback. Pick 44, Blue Star Special. The Cowboys select Siobhan Revel, corner from East Carolina.
To three knee injuries. Is that what's got going there?
He's coming off of a torn ACL, so you don't really have any tape on him from last season. But this is like size, speed, combo, like the height, weight, speed combo. The stuff he put on tape throughout his career at East Carolina is really impressive. You just don't have anything from last year because he tore his ACL. So I do like that. he mentions here, he says, Dallas has injury concerns at corner with Trayvon Diggs and Deron Bland. Yes, Revel has his own coming off a torn ACL, but he's big and long, and he makes plays on the ball. Well, that doesn't matter if he's hurt.
Cowboys, baby.
Or he's not able to come back. So you look at this and you go, okay, you got a receiver, you got a corner. What else do the Cowboys need? What are they really missing? What's the blinking light left? Be that running back. Where's the running back going to come from? So you drop down to the third round, and at pick 76, Dallas Cowboys select Dylan Sampson.
That's right, baby.
Running back, Tennessee Volunteers.
Yes.
The Cowboys focused on other needs early, but they finally get their running back, and Sampson has good upside, ran for almost 1,500 yards and 22 touchdowns last season. If they were to come away with this haul, I don't think it's a bad haul at all. Like, I mean, if you were to get Dylan Sampson in the third, I think that's good value. I like Sampson. I think if you were to get Revel in the second, that is potentially a first round player. But again, you're just talking about injuries pushed him down for a reason. And he wasn't a super polished player. That Brian Broaddus would love that pick. He thinks Revel is fantastic. And he would have, I think there was a time Broaddus would have talked about taking him at 12. He likes him so much.
Tell us about him, Ralph.
Look, this would be great. We don't fumble enough. So I think this would be a really good opportunity to start giving the ball up a little bit more. Cut down on Dak's interceptions.
Sure.
That's for sure by fumbling. No, he's a good player. He had a stretch where he would cough the ball up, but I think that was something to do with his pads. They kind of fixed that up. But
does he remind you of anyone? What's his style?
He's got a little power. I don't know his height and weight. He looks like
sturdy.
He looks sturdy. Like he's MJD? Not like Derrick Henry. Like who?
MJD?
No, he's, no, he's taller than him.
No, he's taller than him, but I mean, he's like shorter. Like he's kind of a
Mixon.
So he's 5'8", he's 2'0", he's 200 at the combine. A lot of people think he played closer like 205.
And what height?
5'8".
Oh.
So, but I mean, he's somebody who, like, he contributed in the passing game. He's somebody who, was prolific in the run game. He's a guy who people like, but again, it's the same question.
I mean, MJD was 5'7", 207.
The same question about...
He looks bigger than
my
him.
Comp was perfect.
The comp here is Brian Westbrook. That's the comp that NFL.com gives, which I don't think is a bad one.
Brian, he can catch like that?
I was about to say, Brian Westbrook is a better receiver to me, but yeah, he definitely had to show some of that given what Tennessee does.
You know, obviously, like, you know, the last, you're going to throw Kamara comps because the school, but Alvin's a better receiver.
Alvin's more of a bowling ball, too. Yeah. Bounces off, guys.
And the Shador Giants workout is going to be Thursday, not today.
And then really quickly on Matthew Golden, if that is the pick, because I know we've run through scouting reports on other guys. These are some of the notes I have on Golden. Body control and spatial awareness consistently stand out. He's got an alpha mentality. It shows up in his play style. He's got the requisite demeanor to be on an island against top corners. The issues are it's the inconsistencies with effort and focus. And he wins on traits right now, so there's a lack of polish as a route runner. But otherwise, everything is pretty, pretty good with Matthew Golden.
Below the belt on the home of the Cowboys, Draft 101 this Thursday in the building. The real thing next Thursday as we are all at different Pluckers locations. I'll be in Mesquite. Luka becomes number one. And are you ready for Nico's next big move? Final hour, Tolo Tuesday after this.